If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, if you want to stand on and read into God's Word. The Bible says in verse number 5, "And when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and hath called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." So many times we talk about living by faith, but I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for just a minute in time, on living faith. Amen? On living faith. Faith. As we look at this and see, we talk about living faith, and living faith is a real faith. It's not a made up thing. It's not a performance. It's not an act. It's not something that we do, but it's something that we have. Now, I want to reiterate that tonight. It's something that we have. It's something you and I have as born again believers today. We have the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A measure of faith's been given to us. It's given us from God Almighty, through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we might take that faith, praise God, and pass it on someone down the line. Now, faith is a living faith is a faith that works. And amen. I think about that so many times, and we don't put our faith in works, but we have faith that works. Amen. Isn't that what James told us? James said, "You show me by your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works." Ain't that what? That's what James was telling us. If you want to look at James just a minute tonight, and you pray for us. I'm like Robert, these allergies giving me a fit. But James said this in James chapter number 2, in verse number 14. He said, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith?" Now, a lot of people say they have this and say they have that. Hey, I can say that I'm a millionaire, but that don't make me one. Amen? I can say I've got a Porsche over in the garage, but that don't put one in the garage. And a lot of people can say things. A lot of people do say things, but praise God, it don't mean that that's what you are. He said, "A man may say that he hath faith and have not works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked, destitute of daily food," what John was kind of talking about a minute ago, "and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give him not the things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is a God, thou doest well. The devils will also believe and tremble. But thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead." Amen? And he goes on in here and he talks about Abraham and his faith. And he says in verse 23, "And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed," or put on to his account, "unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." So you see then how that by works a man is justified, but not by faith only. Amen? In verse 26 he said, "For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So the question we have to ask ourselves tonight is faith by works, or faith by faith, by just believing on the Lord? Or do we have to work at it to get it? Amen? Is faith by works? Is faith by works, or is faith just that free gift from God that God tells us it is? You say, "Well, wait a minute, preacher. James says that if you've got faith, there'll be some works." Amen? Then that's exactly correct. What James is trying to tell us, praise God, is that if you've got the faith of God, if you've got faith in the Lord in your heart, praise God, there'll be something come out of you. Amen. He said there'll be some good works that'll be manifest. So we see here the Bible talking about us, and Paul's talking to Timothy. And again, I say, this is the last book that he would write before he was beheaded. And he's writing to Timothy, and he's writing to Timothy in verse number 5. And he said, when I remember the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Now that's faith that's not hypocrisy. It's not a hypocritical faith. In other words, he says, Timothy, you've got the real thing. Amen. Your faith in the Lord, praise God, he said, is manifest and we can see it. Amen. He said, and I realize that it was that it's faith, unfeigned faith that is in thee. Now, wait a minute. So then it's not of works only, because he said what Timothy had was in him. Amen. It wasn't what Timothy done with his hands only, but it's what Timothy had in his heart that made the difference. It's what I'm trying to say tonight, church, it's what we have in our heart that'll move our hands. It's what we have in our heart that'll move our feet to do those things that's pleasing to God. He said, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that it's in thee. In other words, true faith, what me and you should have, it can be passed down to generation after generation. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. A living faith, one that we live, one that we have, praise God, one that makes a difference in our life, should be something that's being passed down in a liberal fashion. Why should we save it and hoard it up? Amen. Praise God, we ought to be giving it out everywhere we go so that others can be partakers, so they can get ready to go with us. But notice what Paul says here in verse number 6. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance because of that unfeigned faith. And he said, I won't just remind you that thou stir up the gift of God. Now, if faith is by works, it would be hard to, just by works, it'd be hard to stir it up if it was in him. Amen? If you've got a pot, and that pot's empty, there ain't a whole lot of stirring to be done. Amen? They ain't nothing to mix up. They ain't nothing to stir up. They's nothing to agitate if there's nothing in it. See, what's wrong with the world today, I believe, is there's a lot of people trying to stir up something that's not there. Amen. It's all empty inside. It's for, praise God. And there's nothing they can stir up. There's nothing they can kindle back up because it's empty. Amen. You can't stir something up if it's empty. There's nothing to stir. But he said, I would that you'd stir up the gift of God. So what he wants to stir up is that God has given him. You know, salvation is a gift of God. Amen. It's a gift of God. For by grace you're saved through faith. And not of yourself. Said it's a gift of God. It comes from God Almighty. And praise the Lord, we're just partakers of that goodness of God. Amen. He says, a gift of God which is in thee. Amen. So he said, not only is it something, he said, there's something in there that you can stir up. There ought to be something in us, praise God, that we can stir up. Amen. For the glory of God. Fellow said one time, praise God, if you want to see the fire of God down at the house of God, take some kindling with you. Amen. Praise the Lord, face a fire, face some embers are burning down in your heart. Amen. For the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you can stir that up and it'll flame up, praise God, and give you the help that you need. And not only will it help us, but it'll help somebody else along the way. As people begin to see the power of an almighty God. They'll begin to see the manifestation of the Spirit of God as He begins to pour Himself out. I just dipped my water all over the place. Amen. I was trying to remind me, I guess, of where it come from. That water life, praise God, it comes from God Almighty through the Spirit of God that makes manifest Himself in us. Amen. Praise God, that makes the difference. So it's living faith that makes a difference in you and I. Praise God. What he's telling Timothy here, Tim, he says, Timothy said, sometimes we just got to go to the source, praise God, if we want to get some help. Amen. You can't count on something else. You can't count on somebody else to stir you up, praise God. You got to go to the source where you got life from God, that gift from the Lord, praise God, and begin to get stirred up. Now look what he says in verse number 7. He said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. Did you hear what he said? Paul said, God has not given us, me and you, the spirit of fear. He said, we're not supposed to be fearful. We're not supposed to be afraid. Amen. Sometimes it sneaks up on you, don't it? Amen. Sometimes we don't know what's going on. We don't know what to expect. We don't know how to react, and something comes upon us. We're living in a frightful time. A fearful time, praise God. But he said that we're not, God hath not given us a spirit of fear. That spirit, praise God, that life, that living in the faith, it's not a life of fear. Amen. But he said, for God hath not given a spirit of fear. Well, what spirit has he given us? He's given us a spirit of power. Amen. A spirit of power. The power of an almighty God. That's that power from the Most High. Or power, they used to say, from on high. And then that power that comes down to me and you, praise God, just when you need it the most. Have you ever got to thinking about that? How you get in a situation, it seems like everything's out of control, and all of a sudden there's just a power from on high. You don't know where it come from, but all of a sudden there's just a peace that passes understanding, just overflood your soul, and all of a sudden you say, glory, hey, nothing's changed, the situation's still the same. You say, glory to God, it'll be all right. Amen. Been there and done that. And God just moves on the scene. He said, because we're not, he don't give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us a spirit of power. Power from on high, praise God. And with that spirit of power, praise God, comes a spirit from on high of love. 1 John 4:18 says, a perfect love casteth out fear. Hey, when we have God Almighty, when we're trusting him, it don't matter. Hey, listen, it don't matter what happens in this world. I'm going to be okay. Amen. Hey, it don't matter if the Russians attack and the Chinese nuke us, amen, Brother Jeff, I'm going to be all right. Because I belong to Lord Jesus Christ. I'm his and he's mine. And pray God, when it's all said and done, I'm going to be in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Let the nukes rain and the missiles fly. Glory, hallelujah. God is still in control. And he's still the Savior of my soul. And that spirit of love that he has for me, it abides in my heart. And the spirit of love that I have for him, because he died for me on the cross of Calvary. I didn't deserve it. I love him for it. Amen. That spirit of power, that spirit of love that God has to usward. Amen. He said not only he's given, not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a spirit of love and a spirit of a sound mind. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful? God gives a spirit of a sound. That helps us to be in control. Amen. That way we're not spinning out of control. You know what's happening in the world today? Everybody, where you look, they're just spinning out of control. Men are seeking and searching, trying to find answers, and they don't have one. Charles talking about the other day, they're talking about this global warming. Hey, listen, they got it right. It's going to get pretty warm in a while. Amen. God said he's going to melt this thing with a fervent heat. Hey, listen, they think global warming's coming. They ain't seen nothing yet. But glory, hallelujah, God Almighty said, I'm going to purge her out. I'm going to clean her up. Please. I'm going to get my folks ready. I'm going to take them to be with me where I'm at. Glory, hallelujah. And said, this thing's going to be purified. It's going to be cleansed. Praise God. And he said, if you just give me a pure mind, a clean mind, a disciplined thought, praise God. That's what it takes to be a child of God, to have a disciplined thought. Amen. A disciplined thought pattern. A disciplined thought process. So we keep our minds stayed upon the Lord. Amen. So we don't get sidetracked so easily. Amen. We've missed the mark somewhere. Amen. We've got sidetracked. And we forgot the thing that's important. Living faith is what makes a difference in the hearts and the minds of people. It's living faith that we need, praise God, when we come up against the obstacles and the things that we face in this world and this flesh that we contend with every day. It takes a living faith to deal with that. Not a faith of fear, praise God, but a faith of power, a spirit of love, and of a sound mind. a focus, praise God. It's like a laser beam on the Lord Jesus Christ and the love that He has for us and the help that we have and the confidence that one day in a little while, everything's going to be okay. Amen. Glory. We'll be shouting it out in heaven with all the saints of God. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we get sidetracked. Now, if we ain't careful, we'll say, well, you know what we're going to do? Now, we talk about this living faith, which is faith in the Lord. It's true faith. It's living faith. It's a faith that helps us. Amen. It's a faith that works. Amen. It's a faith that works. But a lot of times we'll say, well, you know what we got to do? We got to spend more time in Bible study. We got to study the Bible to show ourselves approved. We got to study, and we got to study more and more and more. That's a good thing. We need to study. Amen. Praise the Lord. Studying will help our faith. Amen. But studying is not living faith. Amen. We'll say, well, preacher, we gotta just pray more. If we spend more time praying, and praying is a good thing. Pray more. And that's a good thing. We ought to be praying more and more and more. I think right now we ought to be praying continuously, as Paul said, without ceasing, because this world that we live in is a mess. Amen. It's a mess. Everything around us is a mess. But God Almighty's in control, praise God. And we aren't living a spirit of fear, but living faith, praise God. Help us to persevere in this messed up world. So we pray to God, what we really need is we need to get everybody together. If we could have more fellowship, if we could get people together and have fellowship, and fellowship is important. Amen. I said fellowship with God's people is important. And we can't isolate ourselves from one another. I need fellowship with one another. As we try to worship the Lord and do what's right, praise God, in living faith, we need a relationship with each other, just like we need a relationship with God. We need others to help us, encourage us. We need more and more fellowship. But fellowship, praise God, is not living faith. It's part of it, but it's not it. We say, well, preacher, if we're going to truly be showing our faith, we're going to have to be witnessing. We're going to have to be telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ and lifting Him up. And the more we lift Him up, praise God, the closer we'll get and everything. But no, that's important. It's important that we witness for the Lord. But that's not the essence of living faith. That's not the right approach, praise God. It's when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and we trust Him supremely and we trust Him with all our heart. Paul's telling Timothy, he said, hey, you need to stir up that's down inside you. And when you get that's inside you, it'll start coming out of you. And all these things will be more important to you than they are now. You know why we struggle with reading our Bible? You know why we struggle with praying? You know why we struggle with our fellowship and our witnessing? Because that's in us is not getting stirred up. Amen. When he said, Timothy, you need to stir it up. He said, son, we're living in hard times. You think Joe Biden is bad? You ain't seen nothing. You've seen old Nero. Amen. Old Nero was a prosecutor, a persecutor of the people, a persecutor of Jews. He was killing them left and right for the cause of Christ. Like those Iranian ladies, because they loved the Lord. They was telling them, they was Christians that's proclaiming the gospel. And Nero was killing them. But Paul said, Timothy said, at times such as this, praise God, he's getting ready to go out of here. He said, just stir up what's in you, son. And when you get it stirred up inside, it'll come out. Amen. Timothy's a great preacher of the gospel, praise the Lord. That's his holy name. Amen. So he said, you say, well, preacher, what is living faith? It's accepting the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's allowing Him to have preeminence in us to do those things that He does so well. Amen. It's devoting ourselves, body, soul, and mind to the Spirit of God. Yeah, now listen, you go doing that, your flesh won't like it. Amen. Let me just read. I go doing that, my flesh don't like it. Amen. It don't like a commitment. It don't like a commitment to God. It don't like a commitment to anything. Amen. But when we commit our God, if we're going to have a living faith, praise God, it's going to be in a commitment of the Holy Spirit, trusting in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Look at what he said in Ephesians. Let me just go back to Ephesians. We looked at this the other day. But he says in Ephesians chapter 8, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Where's that gift come through? It comes through the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit that's in us, praise God, makes the difference. And we begin to see the power of the Most High. And it's from His grace, because God's so gracious to us. Amen? That He gives us a measure of faith, praise God. He said, you're saved through faith and not of yourselves. So it's not works that saves us. It's not works that fills us. But it's works, praise God, that's a manifestation of that's in us. Amen? It's a manifestation of that life of the Spirit. Life of faith, that living faith that's in you and me. He says, not of works. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen? So he said, it's not works. He said, you can't work it up. You can't conjure it up. He said, praise God, it's a gift of God. He said, and when we set our body and our soul and our mind and we get to think and meditate and allowing the Holy Spirit to have preeminence in our lives, it's hard. Amen. It's hard. It's hard to commit yourself to the Lord. It's hard to commit yourself, praise God, to trying your best to be filled with that Spirit that helps our hearts. Amen. The Lord wants to help us, but we got to want to let Him. Amen. Ephesians, Paul told the Ephesians, there's something you can do. Amen. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. But he says in verse 16, he said, redeem time because days are evil. He says, take time to buy back those days, to make them useful for God's glory. So wherefore ye be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now listen to what he says in verse 18. He said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. He said to be filled with the Spirit. In other words, that literally means to be being filled, a constant filling, allowing the Holy Spirit to move in your life, looking for the Spirit to guide you and lead you and to speak to you and talk to you. And if He's going to lead you and guide you and speak to you and talk to you, in order to know that, you got to listen. Amen. Amen. You got to be listening in order to hear. So what difference would that make, praise God? When we get to listen to the Lord, praise God, we can see mighty, wonderful things come out of God to those that believe. Amen? That's what He's trying to expound upon us here about our living faith, living in faith, living in the Spirit, praise God, so that God can guide us and give us the help so that when desperate times come along, praise God, we don't have to be desperate people. We can be Spirit-filled people, praise God, looking to the glory of God in everything that happens. Amen? So we go into a difficult situation down in that. We come off the mountaintop and we go down in that valley. And we get down in there, and boy, if we ain't careful, we get the molly grubs. So, oh me, oh me. But praise God, if we got the Spirit of God in us, we know the Lord's with us, no matter where we go, we're like the three Hebrew children in the fire, we'll come out on the other side because the Lord promised He'd be with us and He would deliver us. He'd not put on us more than we could bear, but with it He'd make a way of escape and we'll come out on the other side shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. That's why Paul would tell the Ephesians, he said, don't be drunk with wine where next says, but be filled with the Spirit. And then look what he says takes place. He said, speaking to yourselves. Amen. He didn't say speaking to everybody else. He didn't say go down there and make a scene at the church. Amen. He didn't say wait till you have a family get together and put up a spectacle. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He said, that's what happens, praise God. Living by faith puts a melody, puts a song in your heart, puts a desire, changes an attitude. That melody, praise God, is ringing down in your soul. A lot of songs we remember in our head. But he said, those that we really cherish is those that we remember in our hearts. Those that have touched us, those that minister to our spirit. Amen? So you see how when we're living faith, praise God, begins to speak to us. It begins to mold us and make us into who we need to be. And he said, then we get filled and we get more and more and we get more courage and we stir it up like he told Timothy to do. And as we stir it up, praise God, by just remembering who God is and remember what he done for us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and how he rose up victorious over death and the grave, so you don't have to worry about dying tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. To die this world, amen, is just to graduate in yonder, in the yonder glory. One day, in a little while, we'll all be there. Glory, hallelujah, and it'll be just a praise and glory and honor forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, make it melt in your heart. He said, giving, verse number 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what happens? He said, this is the end result of living faith. He said, just being stirred up. The same thing he was telling Timothy. Just be stirred up, praise God, in your faith. He said, I know it's in you. I've seen it. And the power of God ministrating, coming through you, glory, hallelujah. And people seeing the power and anointing of the Holy God in your heart, praise God. And it just, you get so tore up. He said, those tears that you weep, those tears that you cry, praise God, come from the depths of your soul. Amen. People see those. Amen. They begin to praise and pray. They begin to see the mighty power of an almighty God. But he said, don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. But be being filled. Amen. A living faith that's in you. Let it be manifest. Speaking to yourselves. Melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. Always. For all things. Amen. The good and the bad. Amen. See, what may be bad in our eyes, God is using for good for His glory. Amen. The things that we've went through as a church, in this church family, lots of difficulties, lots of health issues, lots of problems, lots of situations. But you know, we've come through those and God manifested him, and now we just send for glory to God. Said, remember what God, do you remember when? You remember what God did? You remember what God did over here? You remember what God, how God manifested himself here? You know, we saw God move in this. Amen. Living faith. Amen. Living faith is in people, is in living faithful. Amen. Faithful to the Lord. Offering up thanks, praise God, to God for all things unto God and the Father. And we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. We magnify and lift Him up because all of it's possible through Him. Amen. Without Him, it wouldn't be possible. But God Almighty, He allows us to have living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes that difference, praise God. Amen. So we see Paul, he's talking about this, and he's talking about what we know about living faith. In verse number 9, he says this in 2 Timothy 1. He said, who hath saved us and called us, talking about the power of the gospel, God. He said, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to, here we go, not according to our works. Amen. It's not what we did, but it's what God is doing in us. That makes the difference. He said, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus just a while ago. Now, he said, before the world began. Amen. Before the world began, he said, God Almighty, He called us. He said, who hath? That means that's past tense. It's already happened. Who hath called us, who hath saved us, by the Lord Jesus Christ, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. He said living faith has come the full circle, praise God, and it's come through Jesus Christ. It's come from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, the manifestation of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up. That He is that overcomer. He is that perseverer. He is that one, praise God, who came and who finished the course, who passed the test. And rose and sat at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me and you. He said, what we know, praise God, is living faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting in Him and no other. Amen. We want to put our trust and faith in people. Amen. We want to, but we got to be careful because they'll let us down. Amen. It don't matter who they are, we'll let you down somewhere. But when we put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, He's never failed me. He's never let me down. He's never disappointed me. Amen. He's always been that. He's always been a part of my living faith. My faith is in Him. No matter what happens to me in this world, praise God, it's got to God be the glory. Jesus Christ, my Savior. Because He's the one, praise God, that made the pot. He's the one that abolished death. I don't have to worry about that no more. He took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Amen. Praise God. It's not death, praise God, I'm looking for. It's life and victory, praise God. It's living faith that one day, young and gentle, a little while, we're going to be with Him where He is. He's going to scoop down. He's going to pick us up. He's going to carry us out of here and carry us home. He said, I would that they be. He prayed the Father, that great high priest, depart on the way to the garden. He said, going into the Kidron Valley, He said, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. You know what the Father said? He said, okay, son, if that's what you want. Amen. He said, that's what I like. Praise God. So one day, in a little while, young, we're going to be with Him where He's at. And we're going to be like Him. And we're going to see Him as He is. Amen. That's living faith. That's trusting in Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, according to the volume of the book. Amen. It's not what we do, but it's what He's already done for us. And He's told us about it. We know about it. And you can take her to the bank. Praise God. Living faith. Faith in trusting in the Lord. Just remember, no matter what happens to you, praise God, God has you in His hand when you were born again. Amen. He took you from an old servant of sin, took you out of that, cleaned you up, and put you in the Father's hand. And now He'll carry you, praise God, and keep you and protect you. And one day, glory to God, He'll deliver you safe over home. And all we got to do is just have a living faith, believing, praise God. The Bible says no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. That's living faith. Believe it. Because God said it. And according to the book, God can't lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you're His. You belong to Him. Praise His holy name.